Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state reported 50 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases yesterday. The Department of Health and Social Services reports that the cases were in 14 communities. Among them, Anchorage had 18, Fairbanks 12, North Pole 7, and there were one each in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Kotzebue, and Utqiagvik. There were also two new non-resident cases, one in Kotzebue in the mining industry. The other is under investigation. There were no new COVID-19 deaths announced, but there were four new hospitalizations, with 39 patients confirmed to have the virus currently in Alaska hospitals, plus another six who are under investigation for the disease. Over 10,000 COVID-19 tests have been conducted over the previous 7 days, with the average daily positive rate at 2.45%. The largest school district in the state is planning to resume in-person learning. Alaska Public Media reports that the Anchorage School District plans to resume on-site classes for elementary students October 19th, the first day of the second quarter, and for middle school students in mid-November, with high school kids returning at the start of the second semester in January. Anchorage District Superintendent Dina Bishop says the plan is dependent on the spread of COVID-19 in the community.
It isn't just teachers. It isn't just parents. It's the entire community having good personal behaviors, especially with masks.
Students will attend class 5 days a week for 5.5 hours per day, about an hour shorter than a normal day. Anchorage Teachers Union President Corey Aist calls the district's timetable ambitious and says there are still a number of details that need to be figured out regarding how it's implemented.
It can happen. It may happen. But it may not. And so we need to consider what the spread of COVID-19 does over the next several weeks. We need to consider the impact on staff that may not return. And we also actually need to evaluate the impact on our families.
A district letter to families outlining the plan says more details will be shared soon. Superintendent Bishop says families who don't want their students to return to classrooms can choose virtual schooling, but likely won't have the option of continuing online with their child's regular teacher.
That's almost an impossible ask to ask our educators to do, to have one foot in each canoe and go back and forth. They're people, they want to focus on doing well, and that would be setting them up for failure.
Bishop says the district wants class sizes to be as small as possible in order to effectively distance. She says the goal is to have about 20 students per classroom. The U.S. Census wraps up in under 2 weeks, and the Alaska Federation of Natives is calling on people to get counted. AFN Executive Vice President and General Counsel Nicole Borromeo says the census ends September 30th, and people need to take action to be included.
Especially for rural Alaskans that are used to having a census enumerator show up and take their information. That's not happening anymore, and folks need to be getting on either the internet at www.2020census.gov or calling 1-844-330-2020.
Borromeo encourages Alaska Native people to get counted as the census is used in the distribution of federal funding to tribes. She says it's important to be honest about the number of people living in your home.
If you, for example, live in a HUD home, you will not get in trouble. This federal government will not come and track you down and ding you because you have too many people living in the home. That's not what the census is about. It's just a population count. The agencies at the federal level can't share the information for illicit purposes.
Borromeo also urges Alaska Native people to strategically answer some census questions.
If you are Alaska Native and you live in a mixed race household, we're asking that the Alaska Native person's information is entered first. The benefit to that is it will ensure the entire household is counted as a Native house.
In answering the question about race, Borromeo says Alaska Natives should put in the name of their federally recognized tribe to ensure federal dollars are steered toward their tribe, as well as area social programs, roads, and other infrastructure. The National Weather Service's Fairbanks Area Radar Facility is down for maintenance until at least early next month. The radar on Pedro Dome, northeast of town, provides real-time precipitation information for Fairbanks and the surrounding area. But Weather Service Fairbanks Science and Operations Officer Victor Proton says it's overdue for replacement of the metal tower which supports it.
That pedestal, when it was put in, it was designed to last about 25 years, and we've already exceeded that lifespan. So right now we're in the process of getting that pedestal replaced so it'll hold up for another 20 years or so. But to do that, they have to remove the radar from the pedestal. And I say the most notable thing is it's a large golf ball. And right now you'd see a huge crane up there.
Proton says having a stable pedestal is essential to getting clean data from the radar. He says meteorologists will rely on satellite-deployed microwave bands to detect local precipitation while the Pedro Dome radar is down. Proton says late September was selected for the project because it's generally between thunderstorm and snow season. A Fairbanks man was rescued after his boat sank in the Koyukuk River. Alaska State Troopers report that 22-year-old Trevor Sanders sent an in-reach SOS alert message Tuesday night saying his boat had sunk and he was cold and unable to make a fire. Troopers say three residents of the village of Huslia traveled 20 miles upstream to near Cutoff Slough, located Sanders, and brought him back to the village. A new study finds that winter ice in the Bering Sea has been at its lowest levels in the last 5,500 years. KiwiC's Mary Auld reports.
Researcher Miriam Jones started studying Bering Sea ice while she worked at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Now she's at the U.S. Geological Survey. Jones said a clear indicator that sea ice was declining rather than remaining stable came a couple years ago.
The 2018 sea ice extent was just so much less than it had been in previous, even previous low years, that sort of was alarming.
It was alarming because diminishing sea ice has widespread effects. For one, with a smaller reflective white sheet of ice on the ocean, the sun warms the water more quickly. That changes conditions around the globe. Things like
permafrost thaw and seasonal wildfires and the lack of sea ice also results in increased coastal erosions.
People also depend on Bering Sea ice for gathering traditional food, and winter ice is an integral part of ecosystems. Scientists have known for a long time that rising global temperatures due to human greenhouse gas emissions are melting sea ice in the Arctic Ocean. But until now, scientists didn't think warming global temperatures were impacting ice in the Bering Sea.
It confirms that there was significantly less sea ice than at any time during the last 5,500 years.
But if scientists knew other sea ice has been declining for years in response to climate change, why didn't they assume the same thing was happening in the Bering Sea? For one, the amount of Bering Sea ice varies from year to year due to cyclical atmospheric changes. So scientists thought that was why the ice had changed. The study also suggests that the ice in the Bering Sea could be declining as a delayed reaction to warming temperatures. That means climate change that happened decades ago could be causing the declines scientists are observing now.
We've sort of already baked in the sea ice declines that we're seeing today.
To determine how sea ice has changed over thousands of years, scientists collected samples of partly decayed plant matter, called peat, on an island in the Bering Sea. Those peat samples hold a record of environmental conditions over time and could hold clues about the future.
You know, is this the beginning of the end of Bering Sea winter sea ice?
The study confirms that if existing trends continue, Bering Sea ice will disappear for good one day. For KUAC, I'm Mary Auld.
And I'm Dan Bross.